Take a deep breath and choose a crystal. If you chose this one, this is your reading. If you chose either of the other two, your readings off my page, have a look at the emoji of that color in the thumbnail. Hello, my name is Abby. I do readings here on TikTok and personal readings on my website, readingroomthings.com. Let's get into your reading. We're doing what is happening in the next 7 days for you. What exciting things are happening? What should my viewer know? The red people, or the orange people, burnt orange. What should the burnt orange people know about their week to come, the next 7 days? Oh, okay. Ace of Cups. Ten of Cups. Oh my God. I don't read reversals with this deck. Okay. So I feel like there's gonna be definitely some kind of like breakthrough. It could be in romance and love, such as a new beginning that feels like a win after a really hard time in love with the Ten of Cups. But definitely some kind of like light at the end of tunnel breakthrough, possibly an emotional breakthrough if it's not related to love. It's kind of like you can breathe a sigh of relief and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel again. We have Queen of Pentacles. Queen of Pentacles, in terms of finances, your money's going to be fine this week. Queen of Pentacles, you may be receiving gifts. This week or money coming in, other people being like, oh, I'll shout you a coffee, even just things like that. We have the Hanged Man. The Hanged Man is like gaining a new perspective on something. I feel like this is relate like my the image that just came into my head was like a group of friends, and it's like you're like seeing either your friends differently or understanding them differently, or whether they're bringing information to you that helps you see something differently. Can we get a clarifier on that, please? I feel like that's something to do with friendship and friendship circle. Yeah, Three of Pentacles will also be colleagues as well. Definitely a group of people in a specific like community, and it's like helping you guys see eye to eye or support each other better. Okay. Anything else that? Well, tell us about the love. Tell us about the Ace of Cups and the Ten of Cups. Okay, we have the Six of Cups. So it could be someone that you already know or someone from the past. And also, like if it's an emotional breakthrough that you look for, like let's say you're in a relationship and it's just an emotional breakthrough that's happening, then the Six of Cups would say that something from the past is sort of being healed and being let go of. Okay, we have the Nine of Cups and the Hermit card. The Hermit card is sort of breaking out of the cave or coming ready to come out of the cave and into the light. And the Nine of Cups is feeling really good about yourself and feeling really, like self-sufficient and already experiencing the joy and happiness. So I think like this, if it is a new beginning in love, I think it'll sort of take you by surprise if you are single right now. Okay, anything else more about finances? I think it'll just be a cute little short reading today. Finances, the Sun card. Okay, definitely a win coming in with finances, and definitely like just things being really good financially. If you're not sort of expecting or worried about any kind of finances this week, it means that nothing's going to come up. And if you are, the sun would say that things are being resolved, and it's kind of like you're this the sun is shining down on you. So I think you'll be very lucky as well this week with money. So if you are worried about things, just know luck is on your side. Perfect. Okay, let's get some affirmation oracle cards with the self-worth oracle so that my viewer can make the most out of their week. Thank you. Okay, we have beauty. That is actually the print that I've got up on my wall there. You can get it on my website as well. You are beautiful. The beauty I see in the world is a reflection of my own beauty. Yes. I think you're obviously very attractive this week with this new beginning in love happening. The Queen of Pentacles is someone who's very like indulgent as well. So I think self-care, anything that like beauty rituals that make you feel really beautiful will be really beneficial in terms of just how you're feeling about yourself this week. We have seek. Put yourself out there so what you seek can find you. What do we say with the Hermit card? We said we're coming out of the cave, we're shining the light on ourselves. I open my eyes to the answers in front of me. Also with the Hanged Man and the group of people, your sort of social group, keep your eyes open for what people are showing you and telling you, because I feel like that is going to help you see the truth or like this new perspective. Like don't I guess come to assumptions or just like not ask questions. Like really be observant. Of the people in your social circle. I don't think there's anything bad there. I think it's just like an important sort of realization you'll have about those people. Okay, thank you so much for being here, my burnt orange people. And I will see you in the next one. Have an amazing week. Bye.